Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the ministry of His Holy Word, even today. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall. But we ask you to listen to the words of the greatest teacher that ever has been upon the earth, even our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Will you not listen to Him say from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, "Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house. But it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Once again, my beloved friends, the Savior presents us with a study in contrast. Within these words of our Lord Jesus, we can find two houses, two builders, two foundations, two storms, and two results. The words of our blessed Lord can certainly, in their primary meaning, have a bearing of what kind of life we may live in the world below, but how they illustrate to us in the application of the gospel the eternal issues of life for every person, whether it will result at the end of our life to be judgment, or whether it will bring us into the blessing of eternity at the end of our days. Now let's take a look at the two houses. Unquestionably, outwardly, they may seem to be alike, but we have to confess they proved at the end to be different, one from the other. We have to confess one house was evidently safe, the other was unsafe. Now, which house would you prefer? I'm certain your answer would be to have the one that is safe and secure. Now, to determine this, look further at the two builders. We know that one builder was a wise man, and the other was a foolish man, as you read verses 24 and 26. Ask yourself, my beloved friend, am I building my life and my hope for eternity wisely? Or does God see me as building foolishly? There are two ways to build. I am either building wise as a wise man, or I am a foolish man. Now, once you're a thing, the Lord wouldn't say you're both. But this brings us to consider another important fact. In the Lord's illustration, we find there were two foundations. Two foundations were laid. And what the foundation is proves whether I am a wise or a foolish person. Now let's look at these two foundations. In verse 26, look at the foolish man. He built his house upon sand. No doubt he may in ignorance have thought it safe enough. Now if you and I wish to be safe for eternity, shall we not see from the lesson a foundation of sand is dangerous to build upon? Let me point out, a sandy foundation which some use and think that it is safe for them for eternity. We have God declaring in Romans chapter 10 and verse 3, what can be described as a sandy foundation to build your hope for eternity on? Here are the words. Paul writing of certain people, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, they go about to establish their own righteousness. They've not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now, will you note in that text two special things? One is called God's righteousness. Then the other is called their own righteousness. A foundation of sand is certainly this. When a person believes that his or her own good works, their own personal merit, will save their soul and make them acceptable before God, they're on a sandy foundation. God says about your righteousness and mine, as you have it in Isaiah 64, he says, their righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And again in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, God says there's none righteous, no, not one. But God's righteousness is not sand, it is rock. The wise man builds upon the rock. Now what, or who, we might say properly, who is the rock? The safe and the only foundation. Now listen, God says, and I quote the words of Paul, 1 Corinthians 3:11, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11, Christ himself is the foundation. Don't you remember the old hymn? On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. My beloved friend, is Christ himself and his atoning sacrifice for your sins and your forgiveness and your eternal glory, your eternal hopes, is he your foundation? Other foundation no one can lay but the one that has been laid down, Jesus Christ himself. Now, you will also note in the Savior's illustration, not only two houses, not only two builders, not only two foundations, there were two storms. Perhaps the two storms were of the same character, but these two storms tested both houses. The words are repeated twice concerning it. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. Verse 25 and verse 27, both of them were put to the test. And what was the test? Could the house stand the testing of divine judgment or not? Who sends the storm? I'm sure the man himself didn't build the storm, the one who built the house, whether on sand or on the rock. Ah, the test came from God. Just ask your heart the question, my friend. Is my soul safe from the judgment of God? For it is written in the word of God, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this what? The judgment? Am I really safe from that judgment that God says I must face? Now let's consider the two results, if you please. The wise man's house, we read, it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. But the foolish man's house, what was the result? It fell, and great was the fall of it. It was completely a loss, for it was built upon the sand. Now let me refer to the result of the wise man again. Surely this can represent and does represent a person who places his or her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation stone for his and her eternal salvation and blessing. Let me point out the words of Jesus from John 5:24. For the blessing of those who put their trust in him, listen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall never come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. No judgment when I believe what God says. He sent his son to save me from my judgment by that son dying upon the cross for my soul. The wise person will rest his and her faith upon Christ alone, the sure foundation of eternity. My beloved friend, I beg of you, are you building on sand your hope for eternal blessing? There's no eternal blessing if your foundation is sand. Oh, when the day of judgment comes, 'twill prove to be insecure. Let me read the words from Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. The final result. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There you see the eternal ruin. Great is the fall of it. Ruin and eternal judgment. My beloved, don't be one of those foolish whosoevers who refuses to believe in the Lord Jesus. Be a wise whosoever. Be a wise person, a wise builder. Be listening carefully to the words of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved, please recognize. Here you have the truth, as the Lord Jesus tells it, two houses, two builders, two foundations, and you have two storms, and you've got two final results. Once you're thinking you're not going to go both ways, the end is not going to be in both eternal places. It's either heaven or hell. My beloved, take in the truth. Note the two houses. Note the two builders. Note the two foundations. And let me point out, be sure that you know the foundation is Christ for your soul. And note the two storms. And then note the two results. The house built upon the sand, the foolish one who refuses to build upon Christ, is lost forever. But the result of the other is eternal blessing. My heartfelt prayer for you, my friend, is this. Can you truly say and sing those precious words of the good old hymn? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, my beloved, trust no other foundation but Christ. Put your feet, by faith, for your soul's salvation upon Christ and his atoning work alone. And I hope you can be like the Irishman who said, Christ is the rock. All other rocks are shamrocks. Oh, beloved and blessed Father, we pray in the power and the energy of the Holy Spirit, thy word will pierce to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, to bring some dear sinner to put his and her faith in Christ alone for eternity, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.